My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner. She is president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the nation. We turn to her frequently with different twists and turns in the healthcare debate. We talked with her several times as Republicans tried to repeal, replace, reform, tweak, however you want to say it, in various pieces of legislation over the past several months. However, on Thursday, President Trump literally took matters into his own hands, signing an executive order giving multiple cabinet departments of the federal government the ability to make rules and reinterpret rules in a way that could provide for the creation of association health plans, as well as the purchase of health care insurance across state lines, two free market principles, in fact, that many conservatives, including Grace Marie, have advocated for a long time. And Grace Marie, what is the biggest takeaway for you from this Trump executive order?
Well, clearly, the president is using the authority he has under existing law to give people relief from Obamacare. Congress has tried and has not yet succeeded in getting actual legislation passed, although I believe they will come back at this early next year after they finish tax reform, because they really have to. But in the meantime, the president is giving people the opportunity to form, to join and to form association health plans, which will allow them to form health insurance arrangements that will give people more choices than they currently have under Obamacare. As we know, many people say those plans are so generous and so rich that they just can't afford the premiums. So this will allow people to purchase policies that fit them better and that can aggregate people across state lines. If you're a trucker, for example, and your trucking association provides health insurance, and you'll be able to buy that from that association rather than from the Obamacare exchanges. And they will be more flexible with the benefits. So that's really going to be important. That's the first thing. The second thing is that people will be able to buy temporary policies to bridge the gap between longer-term health insurance policies. The Obama administration had limited these policies to simply 3 months, a one-time purchase. And what that meant, if somebody was in a transition between jobs and they wanted to keep their health insurance, you know, they've taken a year to find a new job, then they could be without health insurance for 3 or 4 months, or even longer than that. So this allows people to buy a temporary health insurance policy for a year, and again, free of all of the oppressive Obamacare rules and regulations. So those are two things that really are going to help people. A third thing is to allow employers to make deposits to health reimbursement arrangements. They're sort of like health savings accounts, but run by employers, and allow people to use those deposits to purchase their own health insurance. The way that might work is if two people, a husband and wife, both have the offer of health insurance at work, they can decide which policy they want to have as a family policy, and then the other person could contribute to the premiums out of their health reimbursement arrangement or use that money to pay deductibles or co-payments. So it's really trying to help people with it on a temporary basis and giving them more choices and more options until Congress can get its act together to pass reform legislation.
Grace Marie, you mentioned the one thing there in passing, that the president exercised his authority. One of the controversies along with this executive order from both sides of the aisle is that this is executive overreach and that this is something that ought to be passed through statute and shouldn't be able to be done unilaterally. Even people who like the idea of association health plans and purchasing health care across state lines and so forth are wondering if this is constitutional. So we've talked about this and the frustrations with President Obama doing perhaps extra constitutional things to make changes to this law. How confident are you that this is within his power?
Well, basically, he's given an order to three agencies, Treasury Department, Labor Department, and Health and Human Services, as you said, to write up the rules. This is legal. They have to go through a rulemaking procedure in order to be able to propose the rule, get public comments, and go to the final rule. Then it'll be a while before it can be implemented. So this is not going to be something that happens overnight. He just can't sign an order. So this is legal. he has the authority to do it. It's going to go through the rulemaking process. And I think importantly, Greg, one of the things that people are missing, they're saying, oh, this is going to destabilize the pools and all the healthy younger people are going to join these plans and they're going to leave the exchanges. The exchanges are collapsing anyway. People are not. They're being pushed out of Obamacare by incredibly high premiums. I just arrived to give a speech in Florida. The average premium in the Obamacare exchanges is going to go up 50% this year, and in some plans, 75%. People can't afford it. They're being driven out of health insurance by Obamacare. This gives them a different path to be able to stay covered. Without this, we are going to see uninsured rates rise. We've got to give people relief. And this is something the president said, I can do this right away, quicker than Congress can, while Congress continues to work toward repeal and replace legislation.
Grace Marie, it might be hard to calculate exactly, but if in fact this rulemaking process does go forward and this is allowed to take place, what difference could folks see in their premiums, their deductibles, and that sort of thing? Do you have any idea how that would shake out?
Well, it's going to be a state by state effort, and you know, depending upon the plans that the associations may negotiate with health insurance companies. I think it's going to really be all over the map. But it, you know, it could be premium reductions as much as 20%, maybe more than that. But certainly, it's going to have to be meaningful to attract people to these plans, and that certainly will be their motivation. I was on a call last evening with a couple of senior White House officials describing this to us, and they said that they hope that at least some parts of this could be in place by January 1, perhaps the ability to allow people to purchase the temporary policies, for example. So they're hoping that this can be an expedited process, but it's not going to be overnight.
Grace Marie, the Democrats, of course, have been in lockstep against every different version of legislation. And with the revelation of this executive order, we're, of course, hearing that they believe that folks will now have much bigger gaps in their coverage. I know the conservative response is, well, that's because they get to choose what's in their plan. Now it's not mandated anymore. The other thing I'm seeing is from, I think, the top Democrat on the House Budget Committee, Yarmuth of Kentucky, issuing a press release the second this was made known, saying, this is Trump care now, as if it's officially owned by the Republicans. How eager are the Democrats to get somebody else on the hook for this?
They really want to get Obamacare off of their backs. And basically what the Republicans are trying to do is give people relief. There actually was even an article this week by Julie Rovner from Kaiser Health News basically saying that people who don't get subsidies are being hammered by Obamacare because they can't afford the policies. You just can't have premiums continuing to go up 20 and 30% a year. Right now, people are paying more for their health insurance in many cases than they're paying for their rent or their mortgage. That is not sustainable. So they're desperate for relief. And this is going to help the people who are not getting subsidies, who don't have good, secure job-based coverage. They don't have health insurance through Congress. We've got to give tens of millions of struggling Americans help, and this is a step in that direction.
We'll call time there. Grace Marie, thanks for helping us understand it, as always.
Thanks, Greg.
Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the nation. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.